Not much between these two sides. Cardiff 14th in the table. Birmingham City a point and a place behind them. Cader was injured in the warm-up. Kevin Jones comes in. So it'll be David Marshall back from injury. Across the back, Fabio, Manga, Morrison and Malone. Midfield, Gunnarsson, Whittingham, Noon. And Joe Rawls with Ravel and Jones. First corner of the game, 2 minutes gone. From the right-hand side, lovely corner by Whittingham. All Randolph was all over the place. And he just got a palm to it and it pushed it beyond the far post. As Whittingham takes this corner from the left-hand side, so it's more of an outswinger. Takes it now, drills across, header, chance here for Morrison at the far post. It was headed on. Morrison got there at the far post but couldn't guide it towards goal high and wide. Ravel tries to turn his marker. Is he pulled down? Which way is the referee going to give
this? This is definitely a Cardiff free kick. Definitely a foul. Well done, showed good strength there.
An early booking for Jonathan Spector. There's Cotton at the other end. Shot balloons off the shins of Peter Whittingham and out for Birmingham's first corner. Cottrell gets a less than warm welcome from the Cardiff fans.
He comes from Ely up the road, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You can't be more Cardiff than that.
Call the Jack. another word added on. Cottrell corner from the right-hand side. Two players went for it. It broke to Malone. He looks upfield. There's nobody really available. Now Ravel is on halfway. Ravel holds it up against two players. Back to Fabio. Morrison has burst forward from centre-back. Fabio, nice ball down the right-hand side to Ravel. Ravel holds it up. Tries to flick it over and finds Joe Rawls in the right-wing position. Rawls wants it on his left foot. Now he curls in a low cross. Headed towards goal! And wide of the far post by Gunnarsson.
So when you look at that, some really patient play.
Rawls strong in the midfield, comes away with it, moving left, cuts inside two players. Rawls up to the edge of the box, shoots! Wider than far post.
Yeah.
Much better.
That's the energy we're talking about. Midfield players with the ball at their feet that can drive forward.
Cottrell takes this corner. Marshall just about got there. It was a good
I think it was Manga,
Cottrell.
Actually, Rob.
Oh, Manga,
yeah,
it?
Great header.
Great challenge by Rawls on Davis. Picked up by Kennan. He's got Noon flying down the right-hand side in space. This is Noon. Good ball by Kennedy, takes on Keenan. Noon moves inside, drills it across, back to Kennedy, into the penalty area, left hand side, on the outside, holds it up. Now he lays it back, turned in by Owen Doyle. The substitute gets his first goal since arriving in the window from January. And well, Kennedy played such a big part, found Noon, picked up the return, cool as a cucumber in the box, and laid it on for Owen Doyle to stroke it home from 8 yards. It's Cardiff City 1, Birmingham City 0. Doyle is off and running.
Joe Rawl wins the ball with lots of energy in his own half, and Owen Doyle scores. You've got energy in midfield to win the tackle. He burst forward, great ball in, and Kennedy does ever so well, but Doyle is in that position in the penalty box to finish off the chance.
A couple of home games ago he met the owner who wanted to see Owen Doyle, who said Vincent Tan on his visit, this boy's going to get loads of goals for Cardiff. Well, this is Kennedy over. Oh, lovely cut inside by Kennedy, still going. Oh, terrible finish. Cut inside from the right-hand side. Drifty parts, 2-3 players. Hit it left-footed. He just scooed it into the goalkeeper's hand. But Birmingham pick it up. Pull forward into the Cardiff box. Manga heads it down. Or may fall. And it did fall for Stephen Gleeson, but he hit it first time well wide of David Marshall's goal. Yeah. Good run down the right-hand side. Good cross. Kevin Jones gets up there. May break for Kennedy, but Kevin Jones was climbing. Dingham's made a mistake in midfield. Gray is set free down the left-hand side. Gray into the penalty area. Good challenge, Fabio. Very good challenge. Came away with it. Played it up the far side.
Twice I've seen him today to stand on his feet. I think when he was frustrated, or more frustrated, that he would lunge in at certain tackles. But he stood on his feet, allowed the play to come to him, just put his foot in the way, and he came out with the ball.
Oh, ball given to Kevin Jones. That was a shock. Edge of the penalty area. Shoots! Goalkeeper saves, left-footed. That would have been a gift.
Superb ball that was by Manga out to Noon.
Noon on the attack down the right-hand side. Puts it on his left foot, lays on Whittingham. Whittingham chips it just over the bar.
What a ball that was from Manga. He's bang in the centre of the field, in the centre circle, and he's volleyed it with the outside of his right foot. And Noon's backside is on the line on that far side, giving plenty of width. And then Whittingham tries to kid the keeper in going to one way, but gets the deflection.
Comes to Fabio on halfway. Fabio chips it for right footed. Manga stayed up there, chests it down. Kenwyn Jones leaves it. Now he shoots Kenwyn Jones just wide of the left hand post.
And Darren Randolph's feet were static.
It's the Welsh international, David Cottrell, looking to bring his side level with this free kick. Steps up now, hits it right footed. Over the bar. Morrison is renewing hostilities with Wes Thomas, who's not impressed with the linesman's decision. Now that's a Cardiff throw. And the ball is bounced away. And it's Gary Rowett, the Birmingham manager.
I've got some sympathy with Gary Rowett there, because he's within 3 yards of the incident.
Gary Rowett is sent to the stand. He's being waved to by the Cardiff fans.
Crazy decision.
Yeah, it is.
But it's given us a bit of something to smile about. Roger Gibbons, who's ex-Cardiff City player, stood up behind us. He's having a giggle as well.
Oh, nice ball forward for Doyle. Plays it back out to Kennedy, wide on the left. Kenwyn Jones waits in the middle. Kennedy, a couple of step overs, goes one way, then crosses left-footed into the middle. Force of Kenwyn Jones. Oh, he's knocked it over the top from 12 yards.
Should have scored, shouldn't
Should have scored. Should have scored. Should have been a bit too cute there.
Oh, Jones, a header over the top. Doyle is in here. And the defender gestured enough, but Doyle chested it down and kept it in. Kennedy into the penalty area now. Kennedy onto his right foot, shoots. Blocked by two players, lobs it forward. Doyle goes for it. Nutmegs the goalkeeper, hits the post.
What a great effort that was from the young man, Doyle. He had nothing to play with there. Just going back to my point earlier, Rob. You understand how Kenwyn gets the flick on, Doyle gets the second ball. Far more, interplay between the two strikers.
And now Birmingham have worked the overlap on the left-hand side with Grounds, the left-back. Crosses into the middle. Donaldson header offside anyway. Marshall collected. Fabio curl it down the right-hand side. Oh, header inside is picked up by Doyle. Centre field inside the Birmingham half. Still going, Owen Doyle. Slides it through to Kenwyn Jones. Breaks a Doyle. Arcing left foot, left run. Penalty, Cardiff City. Doyle brought down. Birmingham can't believe it. They reckon they got the ball then. I think it was Jonathan Spector. It is. He's complaining bitterly. Peter Whittingham, the former Aston Villa player, shoots, scores from the penalty spot. It's his sixth goal of the season, but more importantly, Cardiff have a two-goal cushion to put their barren home run to rights. It's Cardiff City 2, Birmingham City 0.
Really, you see, it's a penalty that should have been a sending off.
And it seems that there are one or two Birmingham City fans who are causing problems to our right. It's a family stand that they are next to. Plenty of stewards there and police there now. We haven't seen this very often.
Do you know what, Rob? I was thinking that exactly the same. I was turning around and what was going on? Being dealt with very well by the stewards. They've got the perpetrator out.
Till now with this corner from the right-hand side. Picked up by Grounds, but Manga's robbed the defender, and then he's banged it against his shins. It's ballooned up for a goal kick. And Whittingham is breaking forward, and Cardiff are looking to make it three with Kennedy down the right-hand side. Kennedy, he's got a couple in the box, shoots himself, and Randolph just punches it away from the near post. Yeah. Cottrell corner into the box. Morrison missed it. Manga's picked it up on this near side, slices the clearance out. That's the final whistle. Small steps for Cardiff City are definitely improving. They ease to a deserved victory over Birmingham City, cruising to their first home win in 8 games in a manner they've rarely been able to do this season. Half-time substitute Owen Doyle netted his first goal for the club on 50 minutes since joining from Chesterfield in January, and then with his confidence clearly soaring, won the penalty which Peter Whittingham stroked home on 75. Cardiff. From a low base, this was much better from Cardiff. Their defence hardly troubled, with Bruno Manga outstanding and Fabio solid at right back. Manager Russell Slade now deserves some credit. There's still a long way to go, but Cardiff go into the international break having ended their barren home run. Cardiff City 2, Birmingham City 0.